yesterday was Star Wars Day. Now, many of you may not be up on the Star Wars stories, but there is a iconic line where they say, "May the Force be with you." And so, May the 4th is Star Wars Day. And of course, then one of the greatest movie villains of all time is Darth Vader. You can almost you can hear the music. Whenever Darth Vader appears on a scene, you hear the ominous music that signals that appearance. But there are many great movie villains. There are many scary movies that I agree, I refuse to watch. Particularly paying in a movie theater. I will not pay to be scared. I don't enjoy that whatsoever. But this morning, we read of Saul of Tarsus. Cue ominous music. Saul was from Tarsus, north of the Mediterranean Sea, in Turkey. He was a Pharisee, an opponent to the Christian movement. An enemy was anybody following Jesus of Nazareth. For to do so would be an offense to the holy God of Israel. So everyone during that period and during that time knew of Saul of Tarsus. Dun, dun, dun. For he was notorious in persecuting Christians. And he brought them to trial before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish court, for the offenses against God. And so as we read in the book of Acts, Saul has in his hand, in his possession, a letter granting him authority to arrest Christians in Damascus, in the country of Syria. So then we have one of the most well-known, most dramatic moments of all Scripture, where Paul is traveling to Damascus, and there he encounters the Lord. And you can read of the conversion experience, of the bright light that shines upon him, and the voice of Jesus that says, "Saul," and asks the question, "Why do you persecute me?" Saul is struck blind, is instructed to go on to Damascus, and there he will wait 3 days and three nights. And he does so fasting and without drinking. So imagine for a moment yourself as Saul, how this experience, this conversion, has upended all of your religious understandings, all of the things that you had pursued so vigorously. Imagine the confusion and maybe the despair. In the words of the Lord, "Why do you persecute me?" which might go much further than Jesus himself. For any actions taken against one person, against any person, were equal to actions taken against Jesus. And so in this story there is the theme is often shared of darkness into light. Or in a time of darkness, you come to experience true light. Saul, a symbol of darkness, is now to be the bringer of light. And so as Saul waits, we are introduced to Ananias. Simply as a disciple in Damascus. That's all we know about him. That's all we will ever know. This is the only story about Ananias. So Ananias hears the voice of the Lord as well and says, "Go. Get up and go. Look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. Go look for this man named Saul. Seek him out." he will be expecting Ananias. Don't go, Ananias, when you think of all the scary movies that you have seen. Don't go into the basement. Don't go. Don't open that door. All the things you're not supposed to do when you watch those scary movies. There was a man watching his television at home. His wife could hear him in there yelling at the show. Don't go, he would yell. Turn around, it's your last chance. This is the last warning. The wife comes in and says, my goodness, what are you watching? And he says, our wedding video. Go, Ananias, to the man of Tarsus named Saul. Ananias' response was to question the Lord, of course. He knows what has taken place in Jerusalem. He knows the authority that Saul holds, given to him by the religious leadership. He probably knows and has heard that Saul had been headed to Damascus. And with there, the Christian fellowship would be filled with danger and fear and dread. But Ananias has a task. For he is told that Saul has been chosen. He will go and witness to the Gentiles, bring the good news to all the known world. And even more so, Saul will go and fulfill a role in which he will suffer. He will suffer many things. But Ananias expresses his own weaknesses. He certainly does not have unwavering trust. He is hesitant and apprehensive, as you imagine he would be or any of us would be. He tells the Lord what the Lord already knows. He tries to correct the Lord. So, what happens? Ananias went and entered the house. Ananias enters the house and he says, Brother Saul. Brother Saul. And with that, establishes a relationship. And there is no ridicule, no accusations, no sense of self-importance, no personal arrogance, but the greeting of a brother. You would expect them to be scary and mean against Saul. But there is none of that. The scariest person, the meanest person I've ever met is Allison. She's tough to face when she's angry. You know how she feels about me? There was a time I went to her and I said, hey, I have a great idea. I have a plan. It will make you the happiest woman in the world. She says, oh, that's so sweet, but I'll miss you. But Ananias comes to Saul, and he sees a friend, expresses kindness, encouragement. Perhaps Ananias knew the teaching of Jesus. When Jesus has said, what you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do to me. Perhaps Ananias was well versed that any actions taken toward a person are actions toward Jesus. And we think of the words of the Lord to Saul, "Why do you persecute me? Why are you causing such great suffering and injury and grievance? Why are you attacking my people? Why are you hurting them?" Those words should resonate in our life as well, asking ourselves the ways in which we persecute our Lord. When we look around in our communities, our societies, we see great causes of suffering and injury. We see how people are attacked. And with that, we hear the words of the Lord, "Why do you persecute me?" Why do you do to the least of these that impact me? In the large scope of things, the role of Ananias, the task that he has given, is brief, yet it is great. We read of the laying on of his hands and Saul's sight is returned. His baptism launches the career of Paul, the most influential of all of the apostles. With Ananias, we see how we are to confront the challenges before us, face our fears, push back where it is necessary, to face villains and those things that might scare us, to stand strong and come to the aid of our brothers and our sisters, wherever they may be. Go to them as the way Ananias went to Saul, entered the house saying, "Brother Saul." May we pray on how we are to move in the midst of the relationships that we have, to build up, to heal, to strengthen, to comfort, to love. Amen.